Welcome to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article that's at beef.unl.edu titled Using Technology to Monitor Water on the Ranch. To discuss this topic, I'm joined today by the co-authors, Thomas Aquino, as well as Dr. Yiji Zhang, who's a Nebraska Extension specialist focused on precision livestock management. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Aaron, for the opportunity.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, Thomas, this is the first time we've had you on the Beef Watch podcast. So before we dive into the topic today, which you were the lead author on, tell us a little more about yourself, your background, and your role now in the animal science department.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. So I'm a PhD student in the animal science department at UNL, and my research is focused on bringing technology to the ranch level and also really kind of looking at the emerging virtual fencing technologies and trying to identify and implement some practical grazing management strategies that we can use across the state.
Well, your comment about practical really brings up something else I wanted to touch base with you on, Yiji, is just you recently did a survey with producers seeking to understand from them as they think about technology, what are their greatest needs and understanding and applying that? Share with us some of the results of that survey and how you're using that to shape your program.
Absolutely, Aaron. So I think probably some of the listeners were also the participant of my survey. So my survey was to basically understand the need, awareness level, and also acceptance level of newer technology for cow-calf and ranchers. So in that survey, I asked multiple questions about if they knew what precision livestock management is, and if they do or not, whether or not they're willing to adopt or start using some of the technologies. And then among the questions, I have one very interesting question about which precision livestock management technologies interest you the most. And then on that, following that question, I have provided a few options for them, including precision supplemental feeders, automatic animal weighing tools, GPS for cattle tracking, virtual fencing, illness detection, water tank monitoring, and other where I have a area they can supplement answers if that is not included. So very interestingly and very insightful, the results came back as 25% of the respondent would like illness detection. And water tank monitoring technologies has a tie with the illness detection. Also, and it was a 25% of the respondents, followed by virtual fencing. So as a extension specialist, what my goal is to provide producers and stakeholders their needed information. So this, to me, is a knocking stone for combining our research and also finding resource to better provide producers information they need. So that was the reason why, like, Thomas and I talk about it, and Thomas had a great interest in extension and also bridging the knowledge gap between research and technology to producer level. So we decided to do this Beef Watch article focused on water tank monitoring available technologies.
So let's talk about some of the framework in terms of for producers that's thinking about using technology. You mentioned a number of questions or things to think through as they evaluate what options might fit them. Let's talk about those a little bit, because that really does shape which technology a producer might consider as they think about utilizing a remote water monitoring system.
Yeah. So, you know, the biggest question, the first question that came to mind when we were writing this is the cost, right? It all comes down to dollars and cents. So how much are you willing to spend? But the flip side is, you know, how much time or how much fuel resources is this going to save you by not having to drive out and check tanks? The second question that came to mind for us is what's the environmental conditions, right? Is this in a fairly protected area? Is it out in the open? Do we need to think about maybe a more rugged system for extreme weather events or temperature changes? And the next question was connectivity. So most of the products described in the article, they run on either cell service or satellite. So what kind of connectivity is required for the products? And then in the area that you're going to have the water monitoring technology, do you have adequate coverage of whatever service is necessary? And the last thing to think about is flexibility, right? If you're going to put this on one tank and it's going to be permanent, or if you're going to want the option to be able to move it to several different water sources or locations, and how frequently those moves are going to happen may impact your decision on which technology to choose.
And I would like to supplement a little bit about thoughts about those consideration, which I think are really important. However, I do want to point out that the cost is usually the most important thing when producers are thinking about investing in certain type of technology. But then often when we're talking about ranching environment and also the great rural area, and surprisingly, and not surprising to a lot of people, the connectivity is usually the bottleneck for them to actually start using some of that. That is why Thomas did a lot of work on providing different kind of water tank monitoring tools. Some of them are relying on connectivity if you have great coverage, but then some also don't rely on connectivity if that is your connectivity environment.
So, Thomas, let's dive into that a little bit and just talk about some of the technologies you looked at. And let's first talk about some of the real basic ones where cell phone connectivity is readily available. What are some options there?
Yeah, the first thing that kind of came to mind as we were working through and looking at our options is a trail camera or a game camera. I think a lot of people have probably got an extra one lying around somewhere. And if not, they're easily accessible. You can go to any sporting goods store and, you can just pick up a trail camera. And what a lot of people will do is they can just place them, on a tree or up on a windmill overlooking the water tank. And then they will take a image, or some will even take a short video at predetermined times when motion is detected, and it can send that picture or video just to a cell phone.
Yeah, this is a technology that I think really has a lot of application. As you mentioned, it's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward. Of course, you have to have good cell service, but there's some also higher levels of that you mentioned in the article. So we have that basic trail camera, but there are also companies out there that provide service to design a box, design a system to help you monitor those different cameras and how to set that up. I guess just tell us more about those options as well.
Yeah, so one of the products that we highlighted in the article actually started off as sort of a security camera type feature where it would take videos or pictures when motion was detected. You can use them in areas you may want to monitor that aren't right up next to the house or the ranch headquarters. Then, and like you kind of mentioned, it's a turnkey system almost. There's an app and a user interface that's all been developed. And then the one thing that's important to remember about some of these is, you have the initial cost of the camera. But you also then have to consider paying for the data. And that is largely based upon the number of photos or videos that are taken and sent to your phone.
Yeah, and I guess one comment I would make is you start to think about the cost side. I think it's important to remember what is the amount you're saving in time, wear and tear on equipment. But also, I would say just some of the freedoms that these water monitoring systems give you to be able to maybe not go to a pasture for a couple days or more, knowing that you can easily see the water that's there, the water level. There's just some benefits beyond dollars and cents, as I've had experience with these personally, that do make them very attractive. So in some cases, you look at the initial cost and you think about the monthly fee and you might be like, ah, that is a little bit more than what I'd hoped. But I think it's also important just to sit down and recognize the value that this kind of option provides.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk about some other ones that you looked at. Let's talk about drones. And this is one that I don't think we would necessarily think about right away as a water monitoring tool, but it does fit in terms of being able to get to places that are a little harder to access, thinking about time. That can be an option as well. Share with us a little more about that.
Yeah, so drones are something that are becoming more and more popular among farmers and ranchers. And one of the reasons that I think that is they're super flexible, right? If you can strap a camera on a drone and fly it to whatever it is you need to look at, that opens a lot of doors and provides a lot of opportunity for checking waters or even checking on stock, in areas that that may not be the easiest to reach, whether that be based on road or weather conditions or other factors. There's a ton of different models and types and styles of drones. As you start to look at them, there's some that have, fairly lengthy flying times. You can fly them for 30 plus minutes, and the flight radius is really variable across different models, but there's a lot of different options based on, budget and features and all of that. The one thing that's important to remember, though, is if you do start looking at drones, there are a number of FAA regulations that you have to be compliant with.
Yes, Thomas just mentioned about the FAA regulations, which is probably the most different thing among all the water monitoring tools that we covered. And again, like drones are not some common and typical water monitoring tool we would think as the first thing came to our head. So depends on the drones that you have. As long as it is over 249 grams, which is equivalent to about 0.55 pound, you are required as operator to register and comply the FAA flying or pilot regulations. Whether or not you are using it for personal uses or for professional and commercial uses, such as your ranching operations. So we highly recommend if you are using drones for that purpose, just check with the FAA regulation requirement, and then it's always a good thing to get your drone pilot license. So then I also want to mention about like drones. The benefit of drones is it comes with a wide variety of prices. Honestly, you can get from $10 to $15 to over $1,000 based on your need. And probably check with your daughter and your son's elementary school and high school, because I know there are a lot of youth educational programs are actually having them flying drones for multiple purposes. And so I've talked to a few producers, and it really impressed my mind and refreshed my mind about how creative producers can be. So, for example, I have interacted with producers that are using drones for checking waters, and they could also use them to check on their cows when they're herding them back to holding pens, which really saves the hassle that they have to jump either on a horse or on a four-wheeler to go round them up like over the hill. I think another benefit of the drones that I have is even if you have to flying them for a hilly area or for some time, and I tried it very briefly and probably a little bit stupid too, is I try to fly it over two hills in Sand Hills area that is probably across 5 miles, and I thought I'm going to lose my drone. But then with the newly embedded functions, once it lost the signal and connectivity with the operator, the drone actually automatically returned to the home, quote unquote, home station. So I think drones has a lot of potentials, but then it also has a lot of limitations, such as you need to have a deep learning curve to fly drones, and FAA requires that you have to fly the drone within the sight ranges, which means you have to be able to see the drone when you fly it. And again, also like it is limited to battery capacity.
So a tool that has potentially a lot of application, but one that also comes with more burdened or a steeper learning curve than maybe some of the other technology that we've talked about so far.
Yep, that's exactly what I was trying to convey.
Good. Let's move on to the next one you talked about in the article. There's some standalone water monitoring products out there. Thomas, tell us more about those. What do those look like? How do they work?
Yeah, this is kind of the meat and potatoes of the article, if you will. If you get online and do a search for, livestock water monitoring products or even water monitoring products, it seems like there's 100 different options out there. So I'll kind of briefly explain how they work, and then if you want, more detail, we outlined a few options in the article and kind of talked about the ins and outs. But this is a group of products that are sort of developed and used exclusively for monitoring and or managing water levels. So usually what you get is a sort of a device with a base station or the brains, of the system. And there'll be a cable or a sensor that you can put into your tank or your pond or your trough. we kind of alluded to it when we were talking about the trail cameras, but usually when you will purchase a water monitoring product like this, you'll pay an upfront cost for the system or the base station. And then there's also usually a monthly or an annual fee that's again paying for the data that can be sent to, you know, your cell phone or an email, or some even have like an integrated app that you can go in and look in, you know, in near real time at the water levels. Some products even had a sort of an automatic on-off switch. So if it sensed that the water level was low, you could turn on the pump remotely to then refill your water tank.
Are these usually needing to provide cell service or have cell service accessible to work effectively, or can they use satellite or a combination of both?
Yeah, it was variable based on product. That's definitely a big consideration if you do look into using a water monitoring product, is, you know, if you have adequate cell coverage. There's some options that will work great if they have cell coverage, but there's also some options out there for maybe more remote areas or areas that don't have cell coverage that will work off a satellite signal. So there's definitely options for either type of coverage that's necessary.
What are some of the other things you think folks should know about these water monitoring technologies in terms of considering which may have application for them?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, looking at flexibility to maybe move from one tank or one location to another. And there's definitely some considerations if you do get online and do start looking at things, you know, maybe really ask yourself, hey, is this going to be a one and done? I'm going to set it at, you know, tank X and it's going to be there for the next 5 years, or is this something that maybe I want a little more flexibility with? And you can definitely look at different options based on what your specific needs are.
Anything else you'd like to highlight on this topic today?
Yes, so what I would always encourage producers to think in adopting or trying out products is just kind of ask themselves, like, what is my basic need? And are there products that can satisfy my basic needs? And if we do, then on top of that, what would be some extra features that would complement their operation and also make their life easier? And also, like, another important thing we talk about that in the introduction is then what is their cost they feel comfortable to take on this. And again, I think there's no right or wrong answers. It really depends on producer's need. And with some pioneer adopters, there's also going to be a little bit greater risk because you're talking about a new technology. And then we can always make analogy as how long it took my grandpa to use a smartphone, 90 years, and how long it would take our new generation to buy a Tesla. Probably not that long, but am I going to buy a Tesla? Probably I'm going to think a lot of times before I make the decision. Right now, my answer is no. So I think there's always this and that you have to consider. But again, like, nothing is right or wrong. And the ultimate goal is to pick something that will work for your situation, work for your need. And also, our extension educators, extension specialists are always here to help you. For example, after this article is available online, I got a few inquiries about, oh, this is really cool, but here's my specific need. I wanted to have a float type of monitoring, and I want to monitor my diesel tank. Is there something I can use? So, like, if you provide us specific need, and we will do our due diligence and our best to help you find what may work best for you.
One thing I might add is you kind of mentioned monitoring a diesel tank. Something that I found pretty cool when I was doing some research for this article, there's actually a couple of, you know, water monitoring products that are marketed as liquid monitoring products. So they will actually give you an opportunity to monitor any type of liquid, you know, whether that be actually, you know, a water tank, or if you want to put it in maybe a diesel or a fuel tank and kind of keep track of things that way.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the different number of products that you listed in the article. I think for folks that maybe are starting their research, would encourage them to check this out. This gives a nice broad spectrum of the different options available. Thomas Yiji, thanks for your work on this and for being part of the Beef Watch podcast today.
Absolutely, and our pleasure. Hopefully, this serves something really useful for the producers and listeners.
Well, for more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, I would encourage you to visit beef.unl.edu. The title of the article we discussed today, Using Technology to Monitor Water on the Ranch.